How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what's going on? Amber here, my SD mom, Amber.
Hey, it's my SD mom, Sarah. What's up, girl?
It's been a while.
I know.
So I wanted to talk about this very sensitive subject. So I have a friend who has a teenage son, mm-hmm. and he had downloaded an app on his phone to track his son's text messaging.
Oh, I've heard about this.
Yes. Okay. And so I was being told about this, and he can actually read his son's text messages without his son knowing that he has this app.
Yes.
And then I was thinking, I would never do that. I would never do that. But then I started thinking, should I be doing that? Because we're now like a new generation of parents. You know, we're raising kids in this technological world.
Yeah.
We don't really know for sure what's going on with 13-year-olds with their phones because they're on them all the time.
Now, remind me, you've got four kids.
I do.
Your oldest is?
13.
Is 13. Oh, boy. So you are right in the thick of all this stuff, right?
So I'm like, should I be tracking my son without his knowledge to keep him safe?
Your first instinct was to say, no, I would never do something
exactly,
like this.
Yes.
My first instinct was like, heck yeah, if I can read my kids' texts, like if they're not quite old enough to have the technology and be responsible with it, I feel like I would want to look over their shoulder for that.
And that's where my battle in my head is. It's like, do I trust him with this? Or is he too young at 13? He's a very responsible, mature 13-year-old. So ultimately, in my heart, I trust him.
Yeah.
But then, reality, he is a 13-year-old boy.
Maybe the question is more, if they're not old enough, responsible, mature enough for you to trust them texting, maybe they're not old enough to even have a phone. Or
touché,
a tablet in
sister.
The first place?
Touche.
Oh, yeah.
But it's so hard because that's just the society that they live in now. They all have phones. So
isn't it hard, too, when your little one comes to you and says, but everybody else has a phone?
Oh, for sure. And everyone else pretty much does have a phone these days. So.
Tell me what age, because my oldest only just turned 8. So I have, she still begs for a phone. You know, I'm like, no, we are years off from that. But enlighten me a little bit. What age do the kids really, they all start having cell phones?
I have an 8-year-old daughter, and she has an iPod where she can go and like get apps, and
right.
she can text me if she's on Wi-Fi and that sort of
okay.
thing.
She and is it where she can only text a few people at a time?
Well, she only like has certain
family?
Contact
yeah,
numbers.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean.
So she has one, and she's had one for a little while.
So that's
but it's not technically
yeah.
a phone per se. It's more of an iPod.
I think that would be the way to go until they're like much older.
But here's the deal. Your daughter doesn't have one now. So just hold off as long as you can. See, here's
That's
the deal.
My plan.
She's got two older brothers that have them.
That's hard.
So that made her want it earlier and she got hand-me-down, you know, iPod. So
I'm hoping by the time my 8-year-old is 13, 14, that something else will have come along that's I don't like the idea of them having access to the internet, like being able to browse off their phone or iPad.
Oh, for sure.
We recently wiped the iPad completely clean because as innocent as it was, there were still some searches that, you know, the older cousin
mm-hmm.
was talking about a movie that she saw where they were kissing, and it's like one thing leads to another. I'm like, that's it. Like, even YouTube Kids is gone. All those apps from when they were babies, we just like wiped it clean because you hear all these horror stories of like, who's on the other end of those apps and what type of information and video and blah, blah, blah they're trying to get. So I don't know. I'm going to stick with what you said and hold off for as long as possible.
Do it. I would.
I don't know how
it's
easy.
It's too late for me now.
It's too late. So wait, I have to know now. Are you open to getting this app or are you going to trust your 13-year-old?
You know, I trust him. But I also respect the fact that he's still just a 13-year-old. However, he does listen to this podcast. So whether or not I get it, I'm not going to say. So now he'll never know. Maybe that's good enough to...
Yeah, maybe that's enough to scare him away.
Yeah.
He sounds like a great kid.
He's a great kid. Yeah. And I have no concerns. It's not like he, you know, he's straight-A student. He's, you know, amazing and trustworthy, but... But
it
then
is a fascinating
I don't
debate.
I want to prevent anything from happening as well. But I also don't want to break that trust.
Totally. But, you know, I feel like it's what people always say. This rings in the back of my head. It's like, it's not your kid, it's everybody else.
That is, yeah. No, you gave me chills with that. No, that makes sense.
Momming so hard
uh-huh
today.
Moment.
Okay.
My inner Oprah. I think maybe Oprah said that one time and I just stole it.
I love it. I'm writing that down.
All right. Good luck.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. I'm SD Mom Amber.
I'm SD Mom Sarah.
Have a great day.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.